Longtime Tallahassee lawyer Chuck Hobbs spent nearly 2 years as a prosecutor before becoming a defense attorney. He says he is not too young to remember how Florida's current hazing law changed everything when it was adopted in 2001. The law is named after University of Miami student Chad Meredith, who drowned while trying to swim alongside fraternity brothers after a night of drinking.
What the Meredith Act did is it removed consent as a defense.
Hobbs says that can muddy the process of holding other members of a group accountable.
See, before the Meredith Act, if a young man or a group of young men were charged with hazing someone, a defense attorney like I could go into court and basically say, well, wait a minute, victim so-and-so, isn't it true that you willingly submitted to participating in these acts because you wanted to be a member of the organization? And if the answer was yes, that's an absolute defense. That's been removed now.
And what ends up happening are plea deals like the ones offered by State Attorney Jack Campbell. Campbell is not yet prepared to address media after a public records request by the Tallahassee Democrat outed the plea negotiations. The deals would see the 9 men charged with felony hazing in the death of FSU fraternity pledge Andrew Coffey plead down to misdemeanor charges. They would serve 60 days in either jail or a jail work camp, followed by probation. Felice Duffy spent more than 10 years as a federal prosecutor and now runs her own practice in Connecticut. She's represented college students accused of hazing offenses and has a theory on why these trials can result in lesser sentencing.
You don't get a lot of criminal hazing trials from my perspective for a number of reasons. Many times people, students can be charged at schools, can be charged under hazing statutes in what I would call a kind of conspiracy theory type. Which would be charging the whole executive board because they had knowledge that some events were happening, whether they were directly involved or not. And I think that that's a difficult standard and in terms of fairness.
The move to get pleas for lesser charges has some attorneys questioning what might have gone on behind the scenes, left to guess while State Attorney Jack Campbell stays silent. Hobbs points to what appears, at least on the surface, to be a hasty plea offering.
The case hasn't even gone through discovery yet. And by discovery, I mean depositions being taken, witnesses being interviewed. None of that has happened, and they are already being offered misdemeanors, and there's a young man who is dead.
Hobbs has experience with felony hazing litigation, and he knows how difficult it can be to bring higher charges amid what he calls a culture of silence.
I'm also aware that oftentimes what you have in hazing cases are situations whereby people are not necessarily prepared to come forth and testify against other brothers or members of the band or whatever the group is in order to help crack the case.
And one of the fraternity brothers' defense lawyers also has questions about the move. Attorney Don Pumphrey represents fraternity member Luke Klutz.
Well, I think our elected state attorney is attempting to make a change in a culture. That having been said, I have some concerns about the discovery that's available and making any plea offers prior to having all the discovery in.
Pumphrey said procedure in Florida's courts requires discovery to be delivered within 15 days of the filing of the charging document. He's asking why the plea offer came before all the facts have been reviewed.
Not sure if there's a financial issue or budget cuts or what's causing it, but I think it's prudent for any person, whether a defense attorney or a state attorney, to make sure they have all the facts and all the discovery before making any offers.
Hobbs, who said he has known Campbell well for much of his life, called him a tough prosecutor and a good trial lawyer. Yet Hobbs can't help but struggle to understand Campbell making what he called a light offer early in the proceedings. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.